Hello，扎西德来人。Let's start today's class. 'So this is the new class actually. Yesterday, we start Tuesday, and we're going to about take around 2 months, I think, maybe 72 for maybe 1 month. It's enough, I think. I'll finish this one. So before we start our class, we adjust our mind and inwardly. And breathe smoothly and watch our thoughts. What is the current moment we are, what conditions we are in, what kind of mental positions we are. So from that point, we can firstly just objectively just aware of our alert, aware of our own situation. And then from that point, so that after you checked yourself, and then to see why we are in this condition, this mental state, there must be some reason. If we are in neutral, nothing right or wrong, just being normal, no much kind of a very clear, obvious thought, then that is like a neutral state of mind. If we think about something, worried about something, in positive or negative, then it's a virtuous, non-virtuous, state came. And then we generate our, in our mind, more positive thinking about there are countless sentient beings who want void of suffering and wanted to attain happiness. And this general kind of wish, genuine wish from individual, for everyone. And, but of course, the way to achieve happiness, different people think differently more. Some people want to prove self, oneself to others, or get a certificate from others. These are more, outwardly kind of we engage more, external world, then we have this expectation. More inwardly, people do no need to prove anything, no need to get any permission or certificate or recognition from others, but be yourself with your own skin comfortably, and also work with your own mind stream and the mental events. And then to know yourself better. There is one book written by Dalai Lama, how to know yourself as you really are. I think it's that book's title. Very good book. If you want to read, that is a very good one. systematic kind of, leading practice in that book. So now I'm going to read the generic bodhicitta. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. So somebody called, but I didn't pick up. Maybe you continue hearing my voice or not. Yeah, this is the bodhicitta generate mind of enlightenment, mind of enlightened mind, or both merit and wisdom mind. It's bodhicitta. Now we are going to read this mind training, the 72 exhortation, exhortation. This because Carl Gongchon, the author, is from western part of Tibet. When he was very young, he was already have this nature of very kind and compassionate kind of attitude. And he studied with a family lineage, which is Nyingma, like a tradition. He studied the Nyingma kind of lineage teachings. And then he went to a local monastery to study more until I think his tutor passed away 7 years after that. And he went to a different region to study for another 7 or 9 years, I think. And he went to retreat, very simple food, and for 11 years, I think. And then gradually he had some visions. He had achieved a certain realization. And then he moved to a new cave, new place, to give in some teachings. And gradually more and more and more people studying with Carl Gongchon. And finally, of course, there are a lot of stories about him. He's attaining some miracle state, or this the display some miracles, and he knows himself when he will be going to pass away. Before that, he had a big gathering and said whatever he wanted to say to his disciples and also other friends. He's quite famous from ancient time until today. He's considered Kadamba lineage master from Kadamba, and also some Nyingma tradition. We also consider him as a Nyingma lineage, but it's doesn't really matter as long as he's kind of had a good quality and some the realization. Then now let's see. I'm going to continue. We finished the seven, but I'm going to read from the beginning. That is better. I prostrate to the Guru's precious jewel and spiritual friend, Yidam deities, and the three jewels. I supplicate you, be my crown jewel, while being my crown ornament, please took upon my shameless mind. For phony practitioners who lack dharma and have a shameless wrong intentions, giving advice as a remedy. This will help you along. Help you along. So listen. If you do not expose your thoughts, you will not understand. You doubt. If you don't listen to loving advice, you will just get worse and worse. Your present sufferings or curse because you have done wrongs in past lives. The fault is yours. Prepare to bear hardship. Do not take the moral high ground. All pains and pleasures of this present depends on karma of the past. So you do not have any choice. Whatever happens, makes it your friend. The pleasures of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness, you must willingly accept all the minor sufferings of this life. Even the tiniest present pains can exhaust the sufferings from past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. Adversity is a spiritual friend. Obstacles inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is the boom of misdeeds. Don't upset or view them as a misfortune. So we finished this part and now we're going to continue. Fame is a flattering of the Maras. Respect is also for the lethal of fetters. Good fortune is a block to spiritual practice. Do not view poison as medicine. I think it's loss of the letter. So this part is encouraging people who in worldly life, of course, people are following after fame and also respect and wealth. So if one's mind attaches towards fame, respect, and wealth, then they don't have much time, energy, or to balance themselves and to take progress on in spiritual maturity or their development, spiritual inner development. So he said, Mara means the demons which block people, stop or create obscurations or blocking people achieving realization. Whether it's because you have a very successful life in worldly, then you don't want to do much in spiritual realm, or any obscurations that creates problems on the progress of the spirituality or the spiritual realization, then consider this as a Mara. Then Karl Gomchung here said, fame is flattering of the Mara. That means fame, although it's comfortable, people pursuing fame, thinking fame are serving one's purpose. But the underline is fame is very temporary benefit. There is no long-term benefit, only if possible this life. Even this life, whole life is difficult by rely on the fame is very difficult. Fame sometimes turn upside down very quickly. Then how big name you are, you have, then the opposite power, how kind of shame is coming, the same as kind of a deep, or you can say widely spread shame, also possible to kind of go bounce back from the fame. So of course, fame cannot create, only create this relative world, some certain relationship, wealth, and social status, but cannot really achieve inner realization. This is one thing. And respect is because people may have a very strong attachment towards easy life. If you have a many chef, cooker, people who serving you in food and sleep, walking, or kind of cleaning, driving, writing, or anything, all type of things that people can serve, who you can pay money or you have power, something, you can do that. But this is also said, serving is another type of person, or we can say maybe this words flatter, right? Flatter comes to one's so many easy life, but after that long consequences is another kind of tight bound you up.
I think fetters.
Fetters. Thank you. This is fetters. Fetters. Fetters is like a shackle or handcuff. Like that. Or rope to tie somebody up. So in the, that kind of, that's called lasso, right? Lasso of fetters. So if it's better, much better, you do housework or chore if you have time by yourself. Of course, nowadays, society has a highly can separate the duties. Everyone, each professionals do certain parts of their job and then cooperate with the other people. So the job of society divide to very many parts. And in that case, maybe we can say, oh, you cannot, everyone have their profession. Let professional people do their job. But sometimes like a family business, there was a division of labor, that kind of a very highly developed division of labor. So in relative life, in social society, we can say that is the right way to do it. let professionals do their job. And if you do the same time, you spend the same time do unnecessary or other people can do, you do same thing, then you are wasting your time. If you are CEO or something, you spend a lot of time to do housework or something, then maybe you don't, you have a less opportunity, less hours, life, less time and energy to spend on your profession. So from this point of view, we can say that, yeah, understandable. People who have a different works to serving them. But here we are, what we are saying is, if children too much served by parents, then they don't learn how to do it. So similarly, I remember one time in a newspaper, I saw it on newspaper, said President Clinton, I think, or someone else who is learning how to buy ticket or shopping in new machine, like I think what is it? Supermarket, or you have to buy things and then scan. You have to scan that by yourself, and if you self-check service, then people are guiding this when he off the office president, and then he will try to become a normal people and learning some new progress in the society happened. They don't have this kind of a machine before. So it's like a studying new. So similarly, people who really respect and serve by a team of people may in some sense is not took the free individual freedom from him or her. So Karl Gomchon, this author, because he lives in a cave, he have much time to do everything for him by himself. Even he is planting vegetables for his winter time in summer and spring and summer. Summer and spring, of course, a lot of food can grow in land, so he can take those fruits and the vegetables. But the winter time, only less opportunity, less choices. He have some, what's a rat? I don't know, what's it called? I think one type of food, maybe you may not know. Radish type of one food. It's not really radish, exactly radish, but in Tibet plateau, they grow another type of similar to the radish. So Karl Gomchon also preparing those semi-radish food to his winter time. And then he put some flour and with this dry food, dry veggie, and using for his winter time. So what they were saying is that fame and respect is obscurations for practice, too much say the service and too much worldly success is, in the other hand, is losing the control of the one's body, speech, and mind. Sometimes you have to do this and programmed, you're scheduled, a lot of plan, agenda, so you don't have a really freedom to do self kind of personal things too much. Good fortune is black to spiritual practice. That these are wealth, as we said, a normal wealth. If you have a lot of wealth, then you have to manage it, make it grow continuously. If you lose money or these, then your partner are not happy or board members are not happy or anything like those happen. Your coworker, or employees are not happy. You have to think of how to continuously make profit of these. So then it's also time absorbing, energy exhaust situation may happen. Time flies and then your golden age will pass very quickly. So they said, do not view poisons as medicine. That means fame, respect, and a lot of money for worldly people is their most wanted kind of a thing. But from spiritual practice, especially from renunciation training, then consider these as poisons. So it said, do not see them as a medicine. And these are very, very genuine and very commonly you can hear these, because you can also see a lot of people don't care about these teachings and try to make a fortune and gain some fame and respect. These, it's really, in end up, you're looking back, then you can see the one life, the fame, and these are, when your life is span is end, then these all fade away. But when you pursuing these things, then you have create a certain habituation and a subtle kind of a karma, and imprint into kind of one's habituation or in deep mind. Those are the continuously struggling and the existent. So if we have too much attachment towards fame and the fortune, and then we have a very difficult to let it go. If nobody really, no more young people or new generation kind of recognize you, many people feel like very down. Because before in certain time, I was a star and very famous. Everybody know me, especially people who are very attached to oneself, then think, exaggerate that importance of the fame. And although many people don't know him or her, but they think my name is everywhere, or all whole world know me, or something like that. Those impression or delusion easily come to one's mind. And for people, maybe in certain time they know you, but then they don't really care, or only pay attention for a few days, few months, few years, maybe for other, some group, maybe longer lasting. But then, if you, so many news are new person, new and dancer or singer or with some sense charisma, people came to the surface, then people easily forgot. But people who are really attached to individual themselves, then thinking that is for his existence and the life meaning, then it's a kind of no other purpose. That purpose is kind of gradually fade away, or they become lower and lower. Then people felt difficult. A few days ago, a few weeks, a famous lady, she turned to suicide, I think. And then because she had a lot of money and used to be very famous. And then some people said, yeah, many famous people in aged time easily have many psychological problems. I think some related towards too much attached to worldly life or worldly kind of benefit or meaning, fame of these is one reason. I think I'm not 100% sure in the individual cases of what is the real reason, but generally there is this problem too. And then if you don't cut through the idea of ideas, your project, whatever you do, you will never be happy. For those who see through their own projections, misfortune appear as a friend. So how we can cut through the idea of ideas we project? Otherwise, it's that whatever you do, you will never be happy. And that is a deep, unsatisfied mind. Whatever success we have, we want more. We looking further. Whatever wealth we create, we think or expect more. I wanted to create more. These are, you can see some people stay in a high kind of a president seat or chair for 10 years, but they want more, 10 more years and 20 more years. And then eventually physically impossible to do more these. For those who are see through their own projections, misfortune appears as a friend. And if one through hearing, contemplation, and meditation, then gradually we can cut through those projections created by ourselves. Many unrealistic projections with the emotion, these not easily to tame, but with a practice and a certain determination, continuously training one's mind, then it's able to reverse or cut through that projection. I think very important one thing is see everything is certainty. See phenomena has the real existence. That is a main problem. Although time passed, we can looking back everything like dream, but future also like dream. We cannot say not form the yet future phenomenon. Past phenomena is like a dream. When you have a 10 age of under 10, teenage, 20, 30, it's down, we looking back, it's like dream we had. And the current moment, every feeling is real. No matter future is a very uncertain, past is like dream, but current moment is very difficult pinpoint to any current moment. Well, when you realize that this is a current moment, that is past. So, but we don't think that way. We think more, everything is solid, independent, and long-lasting kind of, wish everything is that way. Our kind of aim or this desire or these, based on those illusions, so wanted to increase and although it cannot last in too long, but we want to recreate some certain skills and culture, try to maintain that long-lasting aspect of the phenomenon. So these are how you kind of change it, how you deal with it. Then it's genuinely it's study about the interdependency, interdependent rising or co-dependent rising. That means if one can fully understand all phenomena, if you use logical like a theory or the logical way to think, then you cannot see anything, any phenomena has a real nature, real solid nature. Material phenomena is like that. Our mental event is also like that. Our same. From this, I think some people have a deep transform taking place by analyzing nothing is really solid, really existed. So how we can say there is appearance and everything is there from solid material and the liquid and the gas or the phenomena in the elements of what do we say, the four elements, right? Fire, earth, or water, wind, space, the five elements. You can say there are root for five elements, but there are countless phenomena. Even the current, like the scientific tools helping us to understanding there is no independent solid existence, just the object subject kind of a co-emerging phenomena, and like a dream from last night. That's how we deal with our life. Although it's like fundamentally there is no truth of existence, but relatively there is existence. Existence by the cause and the conditions and the result or fruitions, these continuously changing. So it's a compound things, impermanent nature of existence, or there is no inherent existence, and that is a dependent interdependency. These, so it's more you can see, you open your wisdom eyes, and anything is possible by kind of the subject actor, how you create, involve. So this is a karma theory. Work on the cause, then result will be virtuous. Result can achieve liberation from cause. If we create negative cause, wish to have the virtuous result, then it's impossible. So the wisdom aspect is, one is understand relative phenomena as a causality, law of causality. Go beyond of this, you have to kind of realize working on the shunyata. That is very important. Going beyond the perception, words and perception, descriptions and thoughts. That is the non-dual teachings. Although non-dual teaching doesn't mean you block out and nothing really there, but it's that non-dual is first the ground, and then you kind of come back on the relative phenomenon, then you have very completely freedom. You don't mark deep imprint of all karma in your subtle mind, but you already same time you know the illusion. It's like illusion. Like people don't terrified by understand wakened in the dream. When you know that is a dream, still dreaming, but then the dream doesn't really hijacking you. Similarly, when you realize it, then the worldly kind of a phenomenon appears and act with the interact doesn't really fundamentally confuse you. It's like that. So it said, whatever you, for those who see through their own projections, misfortune appear as a friend. And then next, if you aren't embarrassed by your own mind, others, let's see, this is a rebukes are illusion. Do not listen to others' words. Instead, make your own mind the judge or the evidence. So, Kara Gomchon here is also saying, it's important to just aware your one's own mind or check your own mind. Once you felt you aren't embarrassed, you shouldn't, you don't have anything like, you are doing everything according a righteous way, proper way, a dharmic way, then you have nothing to fear or, kind of offense. If even people may not understand you and then saying something or misunderstanding you or saying negative words towards you, but you can see them as an illusion. Others' rebukes are illusion, an illusion. And so you don't have to follow their suggestion or their opinion or criticizing words or even using packing like words by words, you don't have to really mind too much, that much. Instead, make your own mind judgment. You know who you are and what you are doing. That is the best kind of evidence for you. It's many other teacher also said, like tech texts also said, you are your own master. You have to take full responsibility about yourself. And also, other people don't know you as you know yourself, because you have immediately, you can work with your mind, and you have a past history and present kind of moment. You can really have 100% of time in your evidence and acting. You are the actor and also observer. When you make decision, just balance yourself and see that is right and wrong by yourself. And when you more calm, not hijacking by emotions, then easily kind of more easily seeing that what is right and wrong, what should do, what should ban or not to do. And no, another next verse is, do not build yourself up in this life using dharma to deceive by acting a counter to dharma as if that were dharma. Put the worldly out of your mind. Put the worldly out of your mind. So these are saying, especially in Tibet, maybe other religious group or these also too, everyone can wish they are good practitioners. So everyone have this aim or this belief, become good practitioners. But if you say mind is too clever, too cheating, too deceiving oneself, or cheating one's own kind of mind, and pretending many things, then it's not good. It said, if one, of course, everyone makes some mistakes, and if you try to kind of correct yourself continuously, that is good. That no one is saying, no, never loud made any mistakes. It's impossible. But if you want see, you don't look one's own mistake, but try to see them as self as an already perfected person, then it's problem. He said, do not, for example, use the certain position or like outwardly peering to use name of Dharma or Bodhisattva, Buddha, or some advanced fancy words, but to genuinely just honest to oneself, to look at your mind, what kind of thinking and appearing. And this doesn't mean that what kind of thinking you have doesn't mean you who you are, actually, because thinking are always changing. Some people afraid of others' judgment or others' opinion, and what view you hold, what emotions you have, then it's fear. If there is a worrying to sharing or criticized by people after that sharing, and disliked by people, these. But then more important is you can say these are just temporary experiences. Like mind in the sky, there are a lot of clouds always changing. Sometimes a storm comes, sometimes a raining rainbow comes, sometimes a very light, very white cloud comes, sometimes dark and thick comes, so it doesn't belong to sky. Similarly, all that those, but you kind of eventually you have to exhaust these delusions to into sky, wisdom sky. And so, but before that, there are many types of appearances, and once gone and coming and going, these happens. But you say, so, so the, what the problem here is talking about is a one only thinking about this life doesn't really care about liberation, doesn't care about others' well-being, but using the words and pretending they are trying to achieve enlightenment genuinely and really sincerely care about others. But in the deep mind, only this life and myself, like that kind of concept holding. Maybe this is best, this is the greatest deceive, the cheat, or we can say, defeat, a great defeat for one's kind of, practice. So then, if you don't have a genuine compassion now, that, no problem. You can train yourself and with the theory and thinking, with the reason, you can gradually generate compassion. If you say, oh, I don't care about enlightenment and liberation, I only care about this life, that is okay. As long as you are genuine, and then work from that point, that level, and eventually, like this pandemic, before that and after that, many people's mind change. Before that, many people thinking about how to create worldly life better and the competition and success from the competition. These after this event happens, so many people pass away, so many family members kind of have the fear, and some even pass away. This happens. So now more people pay attention towards the fundamental questions, and what is the meaning of how important wealth is in thy life, if life has other meaning too, thinking many things. So these are sign of you can progress from change. People are changing always. So of course, for so-called good practitioner, then it said, do not really attach towards this life, but focusing on more, do not cheat or deceive yourself by kind of acting like practitioners, wearing practitioner's clothes, but in the inner side, no, really, there's no much. Then you have to really readjust one's mind. So there is no kind of a final kind of punishment or final image of somebody. Everything is changing, always changing. So if we are the trend is negative, then we have to change that direction. That's all. Of two, fame and bounty in this life, and the dharma that helps in the next, do not just do whatever you can comes up, or else whatever carries you away. Definitely practice dharma for the next. So this is a, people focusing on the name, fame, and fortunes, and compare, this is a short benefit. Long benefit is kind of liberation and inner wealth of how we conquer our ignorance, how our stretch our mind, or we can say maybe in our fundamental capacity or full capacity, we can reach by enrich our mind. And then it's the with this life, current life, of course we have to manage this current life too, but it's there are more important things for many people. This life is a priority number one, then next life, these are maybe priority or very behind. But for a real practitioner, he said this life is important, but also using this life for the future lives, not only for this life. So for these two, one cannot say, oh, whatever opportunities came or whatever I encounter with the spiritual progress or worldly kind of a gain, both okay for me. Those mind attitude is not good. You will have to think, if possible. Long-term benefit always most important. Short-term benefit second. Then the order is more clear. And let's see, one more, I think. Nothing is rarer than the entourage with the faith and respect. Nothing is worse than this scoundra for a leader. Do not act a big wag, I think, admired by all. Grasp the humble aspect of lowliness. So it said, because nothing is rare than the entourage with faith and respect. Doesn't this is the saying? And the people who close together, family members of parents with the children, or and the boss with the entourage, or king with the entourage, or teacher with the student. These things happened. Then He said, normally, when people know each other, very familiar with each other, they lose certain the respect. So these are not very good. The respect goes both sides, both directions, student, teacher, husband, wife, parent, children, akin to minister or normal people. You have to kind of both side, both respect. But before any kind of human relationship, if one's familiar, new, kind of closely, then some people lose the respect, that's it said. Rare is nothing rare with this, rare than the entourage with faith and respect, that is a good means. And nothing is worse than the scandal for a leader. That means once people become leader and above law, then it's kind of easily become ill kind of people with ill will. Some people have with a good moral conduct, then it's okay. But you can see dictatorship in many countries. They're create big mass in the society. Similarly. So don't act like a big boss or the, what's it called? The mafia or something, you know. Some people have the power, then they become some semi-mafia type of personality. So it said, try to admire by all. If you have some status, then it nose up. You are looking people others down. This is said not good. So what we should do in any position is always see others are important. If not better than more important than us, at least we think equally. Oh, they are also important as me or myself. That way thinking is good. If you want more genuine people, may think, oh, these are guests, this is my friend, these are who really kind of we can contribute something to serving them, to change, to make them better, then it's more like a flight attendant or nurses or doctor or any serving kind of attitude, then it makes itself is lower, kind of humble position under this. So now I think our time is up. We're going to dedicate this. May the lives of the glorious master be secure. May the all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and swiftly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on Tuesday.